We thank God for His mercies, and we thank Him for giving us His word. You know, His word is in our midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You guys can sit down, please. His word is in our midst. I will thank Him for that. You know, for His word that's in our midst. It's such a beautiful privilege, you see, that He has afforded us to have His word in our midst. You know, by now I believe that you know that His word is not preaching. Eh? There can be preaching without His word. You saw that yesterday, right? He said, my preaching was not what? With the excellence of speech or man's wisdom. It says, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech. No, this is not even the one I want. I want the other part that talks about my preaching. Something about preaching. Is that it? My speech and my preaching. Huh? Was what? Not with enticing. You see, enticing words is not beautiful English. That's not what he means by enticing words. Enticing words are words that are in the soulish realm of life. You see? So the next time you see somebody speaking good English whilst preaching, don't say he's using enticing words. And I'm the person that cannot speak good English. You say, Kai, this guy is deep. So enticing words is not like the English is good or like the preaching or the speaking. It's, you know, some people speak well. Speaking well is not what he means by enticing words. You see. So don't go and maybe you can speak well now. I'm like, I don't want to speak well so that my words will not be enticing words. You see, that's not enticing words. It says enticing words of man's wisdom. It's talking about the realm of the preaching is the realm of men. And the preaching is about the things of men. That's what makes it enticing. It's talking about it has a seductive spirit in it. It has seduction in it. The seduction of this world. You know, this world is a seduction. I don't know if you understand it. The heart and the spirit to be something in life is a seduction from your real profession. You see? So it says that when I am preaching, so you see, some preaching, so that it is preaching does not mean it's the word of God. So it says my own preaching. So Paul says, I have a speech, I have a preaching, but my own preaching is not with. Do you know how long it's taken me to deliver some of you from this thing? Some of you are still not delivered. I'm telling you the truth. I'm talking about deliverance from worldliness. It's a very tough thing. I tell you the truth. As I'm preaching, you are just enjoying the message. A lot of you are still going to go back to your worldliness. Because it's not something that you notice. It's not a don't do thing. Worldliness is not don't be worldly. It's a circumcision that happens by fire and by the Spirit. I tell you the truth. Listen, the one of the greatest preachers in the history of mankind, his name is Apostle Paul. One of his closest disciples left him because of this. Paul said, Demas left me not to smoke Igbo. No. It is having loved this present world. It's not a normal thing. So you can see that if Demas, who was a disciple of Paul, could not live above this world, you know, it might be high level of presumption to just assume that. I don't know if you are together with me. So I'm grateful that God has put his word in our midst, you know, which is the heart of God being on the in the open for us to access it, you see. And that can cause changes in our within. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy to see every one of you this evening. So excited to see you. You know? So happy to see you. You have gone to sit where I won't see you, so that I will not call you today. But my spirit is still tracking you. You now want something close to the curtain so that you will blend. Even your face is the color of the curtain, so that it can be like green snake under the green grass. But it's a spiritual thing. I'm tracking you. Even if you turn to transgender, I will know it's you. God forbid, though, but if it happens, I will still know it's you. And you turn your name to Caroline, I will know that it's still you. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So I'm happy to see every one of us. My dear friend K Spirit is also in the house. He just dropped a project. I want you to link to that project. Maybe we'll share details later on the screen. His album, his maiden. That's your first album after a lot of years. You know, that's serious. K-Spirit, you have how many songs now? Oh. It's more than 150. I'm sure it's more than 150. I'm 100% sure. I'm sure the ones you have thrown away are more than the ones you kept. Yeah. When you are like this, when you have this type of gift, you can't count your songs. Because you can sing 5 new songs every day if you want to. Yeah, you will sing it every day if you want to. Because it's a gift from God. The thing is serious. A gift from God is a serious thing. You know, yeah, K Spirit has a Davidic, and I keep saying it. That's how I describe him every time. And I have never met anyone that has it like he does. I'm not saying he's the greatest worshiper. I don't know who the greatest worshiper, because the way God used to hear worship is different from the way. We might all be shocked that Laoli is God's greatest worshiper. I'm telling you, we'll be shocked. So he worships. Say yeah. That might be God. The way God hears is different from the way we hear. But I'm talking about that Davidic flow. You know, I see it with K Spirit. I also want to encourage you. We are going to have next week Sunday. We are going to have 3 meetings next week Sunday. The first service, we'll finish this first service early. Then we would have a meeting with the women. That would be... I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there. You didn't know, Abby? Okay. The men were taunting you guys. Abby. So I have a meeting with the women. That's next Sunday. It will be from 12:30 to 2:00. Then we'll come back 6 p.m. and have another meeting, Spirit of Faith. So that we can drive out all this nonsense hopelessness, they have perfume inside your this. It's so irritating. The hopelessness is irritating me, so I'm going to do a preaching to flush it out. You understand? So that there is no difference between this year and last year or 10 years ago. There's no, there's not nothing. I don't know what's happening. What's happening? Something is happening in the world. It's happening to them. We feel bad. We can comment it. You know, we can feel for the masses. We can do all of that. You understand? It can even affect us at a level. But you must not register that demon into your brain. That's the point. How would you? You know, day before yesterday in the night when I was coming to, when I was at the airport, you know, checking in my stuff. I was there when they just told me that I can't travel because my ticket had something, the way I wrote the name. You know, I don't understand, it's their last name. It used to confuse me, last name, first name. I can't get it. You know, middle name. I assume that middle name is the name in the middle. It was just yesterday someone was telling me middle name is not the one in the middle. I said, why not call him middle name? Zachariah Taufik Olakunle. What's my middle name? Taufik. They now said, no, that Taufik is my first name. Also, can it be first? It's in the middle. I thought last name is the useless one that we don't, that we can do without. But the thing, they say that last name is the surname. They don't know what they are saying. They need to. They need to rework that thing. They don't know what they are saying. So I wrote names for them. They said that's not the name on my passport and that I can't travel and all of that. So I needed to buy a ticket immediately. You know, that's quite, you know, expensive. And then I said, okay, what can I do? Let me scatter this place. I know Ibo does not like scattering. You know, you scatter a place, so, you know, I can see my mental health is limited. I said, if I scatter the streets, I just say, my brain is pinning me. I want to die. But it did not work. They said, it's not a decision they can make. That this, it won't fly in the system. The system will not just... And that thing has the ability to make you sad.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Yes. It has the ability to make you sad because of the cost implication of it. But if I'm sorrowful, if they now ask me why are you sorrowful? I say I'm sorrowful because my ticket. I feel like it's not how spirits should be. So I had to refuse the sorrow. So I was laughing at myself. They too were laughing at me. I can't be sorrowful because of that. My flesh was feeling the, wanted to feel the sorrow, but I said, I can't be sorrowful. You see, even when somebody dies, scripture regulates how to be sorrowful. You don't know Bible says so. It said we cannot sorrow the way the world sorrow. It means that we have to be careful how we sorrow. You have to be careful. And I'm going to touch there when I start teaching tonight. You have to be careful because any small thing, you are already sorrowful. About what? And your name is still in the book of life. And you are so, so sorrowful. I will tell you why. I don't know what topic. But let's go. Let's. Can you play something for me, please? I'm happy to see each and every one of you. You know, when our one of the natural concerns is when you leave, won't it affect church? I mean, some people who love you. But you know, the type of, you know, anyone who stops coming to church, you see, because I moved to other assignment. You see, that kind of person, I don't want that kind of person to be a member of my church. Do you understand? It's not a loss for me. It's actually a purification. I tell you the truth. I'm not lying. I tell you the truth. Because the plan is not to have members. It's to have an army. I'm telling you the truth. See, you are in trouble as a member of this church because you would experience strange things. Let me tell you one of the things you experience. I'm already thinking, it's a high level of thought, that I will stop morning service, Sunday service. That I will stop it. Like, you need to be prayerful that I will not, you need to pray for yourself because you're about to not have a church. I'm already thinking that, oh Lord, what will I do? I want to stop Sunday services. And take Sunday services, take glory home to Sunday morning. So that more people will not come again. You understand? Because they need to go into a church where there is sound. You see, because a Christian without, that cannot be Christian without microphone. You are a client. You are a client. Do you understand? You are a client. Because you need to be serviced. I'm thinking, I'm praying about it. I said, God, I want to move this thing to Sunday morning so that the clients can go to other companies. You see? I'm telling you the truth. I do not want members. I want an army. And to be a soldier, you have to willfully, you know, lift your hand and say, I want to be a soldier. I'm telling you the truth. This is me. This is me. I am satisfied with the Lord. I'm telling you. I've started preaching my most powerful messages in my parlor now. I'm enjoying myself. In my parlor, I'm enjoying it. We are planting the church. We are inaugurating the church in Newcastle by May. I had workers retreat from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. with a church that the people are still thinking whether they'll be members or not. 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. We had workers retreat. You see, because we will not deceive anybody. As though we will not do workers' retreats so that they can join the church. After they join the church, we will not want to stress them. Because the way you gather the people, that's the way you keep them. If you start with a lie, you will continue and finish with a lie.
Yes.
You can't start with a lie and adjust in the way. That would be yahoo yahoo, don't you think? Yeah, that's that. And another one. Are you with me, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Because the presence of the Lord is better than all of you.
Yes.
You don't understand? There is no number of people that can feel that weight of God's presence. It has weight. The presence of the Lord is larger than all of you. I tell you the truth. So we must arrange ourselves. You see, the person that must be comfortable is our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we must arrange ourselves till He likes us more and more. And He likes to be in our midst. So that preaching can reduce. Do you understand? Because when He's here, there won't be reason to talk too much. We'll just have to keep quiet. You see. It's a very hard work, what we are doing. Reason why it's hard is that you have believed a lie. So to change your heart is a tough thing. But we'll try. I'm good now. Thank you, I'm grateful. So let's go back to our scripture. Lalo, how's it been? Huh? Let me give Lalo the mic. I want him to tell us how it has been. So how's it been? It's about how many months? About 5-6 months. How's it been? You can turn and just...
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah,
so it's I think firstly it's a place of gratitude for us, first of all. Thank God for where we are now, but most importantly how we got here as well. I think it's been a I think it's been a journey of brother to brother, sister to sister, and we've looked out for ourselves. I think every time we see each other, we are grateful. When we don't see one person, we try to reach out. But most importantly, we've just looked out for ourselves and ensure that we...
Okay. Yeah, I think it's better. Yeah. But I think most importantly, we've just looked out for the mandate that God has given to you every time we gather and try to eat from it and try to stay there. And I think one important thing also is that our lives have been kept through that period. You know, we've not had any cause of emergency, you know, to run out of skelter. And we're also grateful for the testimonies that we also had in those 5 months as well. Okay. I think one important thing is for us to, that whenever we always come, is for us to know why we are coming. And I mean, with an open heart, you know, we worship, we find the main purpose in the heart of God. And it smears into our conversations, and we find ourselves telling one another that this is why we're here. You know, this is why we are gathered and all. At times we miss the physical, the body present, but we are always sure you're here. So because we know that those words are not mere curriculum in our brain, because if they were, we wouldn't be able to pull through. We start deceiving ourselves. We start faking it as well. Yeah. So I think it's been a moment of gratitude for us. Thank you, sir.
Can you join me for your pastor? Awesome. And the words of Nehemiah, the son of Akalila, it came to pass in the month of Shislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the citadel, that Anani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Now, the incident that happened here is close to the incident that happened with Gideon, when Gideon had an encounter with the angel of the Lord. And in that encounter, you see, Gideon began to ask the angel of the Lord about Israel, you see. And he began to ask about all the miracles. You see, the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Huh? Now, when you read the previous verse, the verse we read there, if the angel did not call him "you mighty man of valor," if you read that previous verse and they say, in a sentence, describe Gideon, none of us will say "you mighty man of valor." Because in the previous verse, he appeared so timid and so fearful that he was using serious scope, where what was he doing? Go back to the verse. I said the previous verse. You are listening to me. You see, you just put the scripture now. I said, go back to the scripture that you put. So he was the scripture on wine press and at the. You see, he threshed wheat in the wine press so that nobody would know what he's doing. You see, he was wise like a serpent. And the reason was because he wanted to hide it from the Midianites. So he was very afraid of the Midianites. But when the angel came, the angels called him a mighty man of valor. Listen, this is the reason why we have to hear from God. This is the reason why we must break through in prayers. You know why? Because things are not as they appear. And we need to find out what really is. You see, even about yourself, you don't really know yourself until you have an experience with the Lord that describes who you are. You see? And then you now begin, this is the point where many people miss it. You now begin to arrange your life in line with what he said. A lot of people manage their life in line with what they are going through. You see, that's the major problem in life. People usually organize their life based on their condition. They do not plan their life based on their prophecy. You see, that's the major. A lot of people now, the greatest motivation in their soul right now, using the economy for example, their major motivation now is how they will not do anything. I say, in God, once you got to be careful by you. The brain is just shutting down. Like the brain has started what? Shutting down. Is it good to plan? Fantastic. But why should you shut down your brain? They're just shutting down. Are we together, friends? So, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us." You see, the beautiful thing about meeting God is that you cannot lie. It's a mystery. When you meet God, you know when you come to church, you can lie. There might be somebody you are cursing in your heart. But when you see the person, what will you say? Bless you. Say, bless you, my sister. I bless you. So I bless you too. But when you meet God, you can't lie. If you were cursing God in your mind, the day God appears, you say, God, it won't be well with you. I'm telling you. Our hearts are revealed before him. Now, this is why he's a mighty man of valor. The content of his soul is what makes him a mighty man of valor. Because in the midst of what was going on, his meditation was on Israel. Now, if you look him in the flesh, you would think that he's just a wine presser or whatever. But really, his main concern. I don't know if you have to get that with me.
Yes, sir.
So he made the Lord appear. He said, "Oh Lord, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us?" So this man was meditating on Israel, meditating on revival, meditating on the glory, regardless of what was going on. His meditation was intact. And the day the Lord appeared, he spoke to the Lord and began to ask the Lord about all of these things. You see, we need to revisit our meditation. I tell you the truth. You need to revisit what are you meditating? What have you made your business? What's really your business? Now, this man had a lot of things to talk to God about. He could talk to God about his business. He would say, "Oh Lord, make me prosper in a strange land so that the people can know that the Lord prospered me in a strange land. Oh Lord, you can do it." I can say, "Oh Lord, I came from a very poor family, oh Lord, but you can change my story." He could talk about his wife, he could talk about his children, but his heart was not there. You know, it's a serious mystery. It's a serious mystery. Those who work hard to save their lives, they end up losing it. It's a mystery. And those who lose it for my sake, those are the ones who will have it. I tell you the truth. It's a supernatural thing. Having what you have decided to lose, it's not a normal thing. It takes power. What you have said, "I don't want." And then you just find that you keep having it. He said, "Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he will find it, or he will have it." Oh, Shabba. For my sake. What does that mean? It means that the things of God, you see, they meet the front burner. You know, the dynamics of our relationship presently with God is that we have a powerful God who is helping us. You know what that means? That means that he is powerful, but we have a life and an agenda. So we bring him into our lives to help us. Now, that's not how God wants us to live. I tell you the truth. In fact, you have no right to live that way. You have been told a lie if you are living that way. I tell you the truth. Listen, there is nothing eternally beautiful about your life as it is, except you link up to a higher purpose that is divine. There is nothing what? Eternally beautiful. You see, it might be beautiful, but ask yourself, is it beautiful in eternity? Now, when I'm talking eternity, I'm not talking of after this world goes. I'm saying this beauty, the current eternity that is going on, is this thing beautiful? Let's look at a woman, for example. When a woman wears a cloth, like she dresses and she goes on all the costume, when we see her, what do we say? Beautiful. Beautiful. But when you look at a woman, when you take that beauty to eternity, they can't see beauty there. Are you with me? Listen, all the Miss World, if you take them to the eternity beauty pageant, I'm like, what's this? Who is this? They are not beautiful. Yeah. Now, in eternity, it says that when a woman is gentle and is meek and has the quiet spirit, they say it is of great price. So it means that there is another beauty there. That there's a way you would appear in eternity. Say, wow, 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 beauty. Do not let your beauty, your adornment, be merely outward, arranging the air or buying the air. You know, then they were arranging it. Now they are more buying it. You understand? They are buying the air. You know the air they are buying, is not like a mysterious air. It's not like they're buying the air that is mysterious. The idea behind buying the air is that there's another people in another part of the world who have that air. So in our own eyes, that air is more beautiful. The way God made these people are quite better. They are more beautiful than us. Can we get their air? Because it's like God did a mistake. After creating us, our own air. So we buy their own air. You understand? It's not like it's not a technology. It's just like another people. That's why the air is attached to nations. It's a Mexican air. Yes, I'm born in Iwuruko, but you see, I don't like my air. So say Mexican air, Peruvian air. Like, if I can have something from Peru. Like, God created me African, but there's something about Brazilians. They have one, if I can add Brazilian air to my current beauty, you know, I will now be more beautiful. You see? Now, the person who has that Brazilian air, the thing is troubling him. He does not really like it. He's like, it's just, you understand? But when you see a Brazilian, like, if I can just cut this person's. So it's not like the people in Brazil are not buying Brazilian air. There's no market for it. So do not let your adornment be merely outward. I buy all this air. I'm packing. As I mean, I'm packing. I will still buy to go. You understand? So that it can be well with me. So any man that is planning to go home now and say, you know, it's what Pastor says. Pastor is buying hell. Pastor is buying hell. I will study it. I will check. I will be on this thing. I will check different one. I will send pictures. I think I prefer this one. So I analyze it. I know everything. I know the frontal, full closure. I know full frontal. I know everything. I buy it. Yeah. Do not let your adornment be merely outward. So let the men, don't use this message to escape. You are going to buy. You are going to buy a lot. I still prefer to buy that one than phones. Yeah, I don't like those phones. It gets me angry. I feel it's too expensive. Not that it's expensive. It's not the money that's my problem. I just feel that they are selling social class. This thing does not deserve $1,000. What is he doing? He just changed something. He turned it to 13. He put, remove 3, he put 4. He said 14. So say, one eye, something. I said, get out. But like we say, we are still buying. But I will not buy for, I don't buy for myself. I buy. Because I'm protesting. Only me is in the protest. I will not buy it. It's my only me. I say, it's too expensive. I'm not going to buy. Rather, let it be what? The hidden person of the heart. So in eternity, you are not beautiful outwardly in eternity. They do not see. So the type of life you are living, are you sure this life is beautiful in eternity? I don't know. This thing in your heart, this dream, this vision, are you beautiful before God? I tell you the truth. There are a lot of successful people that God is weeping for. You know, Paul spoke about them in Philippians chapter 3. He said, I say this thing to you and I'm weeping about it. And is this the matter we're talking about? He said, whose God is your belly? Give it to me. Philippians chapter 3. I was still going to come here. It's a great day, isn't it?
Yes. So.
17. Let's start from 17. Maybe it will give us more content. Brethren, join in following my example. You see? And not those who so walk. So you see? It says, brethren, join me. And then find people who are like me. You see? And also connect with those ones. So me, I have a problem with people who say they are like this. And they engage people closely who are not. You see, you can't be a police and your best friend is a thief. Oh, I trust the thief more than you. How can you be police? But your best friend is a thief. Even when we were small, after we have chosen ourselves and said, these ones are police and these ones are thieves. When we are doing police and thieves, we might be friends before we chose, but maybe we choose ourselves. We will all divide. We'll separate. And then we'll start to shoot and kill ourselves. This is the meaning of police and thieves. I don't know how many of you play police and thieves. Yeah. Toby, you did not play police. You look like those who play chess. Chess. I like it, but it's difficult to remember how those people used to move. That's my problem with chess. So this one will move in L shape. This one, I can't remember. But draft, everybody have the same movement. Everybody's moving one. Jacking jack. My brain has never done complicated things. When you talk of draft and chess, my brain cannot. The way the brain God gave me is a very moderate brain. I don't know complicated things. So I play draft. My brain can play draft. Even schoolwork, I don't used to know longitude and latitude. Bearing. I know that one day they will discover that that thing is wrong. Because I just believe they just need to arrive at answer. I'm not no bearing. Is this the correct? They are still agreeing that bearing is correct. After length, as breadth, and all of that, any other. They used to do mass with trapezium. There's one trapezium. They'll be calculating trapezium. I thank God my destiny is not in my hands. I can choose what I want to do and what I don't want to do. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So I have a problem when you are police and your best friend is thief. It's a very serious. I personally have a problem with it. And also I have a problem with ministers who say they preach a certain message and they are very close to people who preach contrary message. It's a bad spirit.
Yeah.
I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you. And I don't believe in what you are saying. I'm very scared of you. You see, when I look at your poster and I see contrary preachers there, I'm scared of you. Because what you are preaching might be a business idea. Because if you really believe this, you should not believe this.
Yeah.
Why are you believing several things at the same time? It's a strange thing. You are a phenomenon. So sometimes to know a person, you need to find out who is around the person.
Yeah.
It tells me who you really are. I just wanted to go on. I'm also on the journey with the Lord tonight. We're going to arrive I believe, based on what He showed me, that we're going to arrive in a good place. Many years ago, whilst we were preaching, we tried to sound profound. But later, we found out it's not necessary because we now wait on Him.
Yes.
Join in following my example and not those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, many. You see, Toby, can you stand up? There is a psychology. It's a psychology. It's installed in people's brains that gives us an assumption that you find what is correct with many. I tell you. Usually there are things you agree to, not because you personally agree to it. It's because many are doing it. You see, but Paul is telling us that that's not true. Many walk. There are many. So majority can be foolish. And actually majority is usually foolish. I'll tell you the truth. So there are things you will see that is common. And yet evil. Now, I'm not saying common in the world. I'm saying common in the church. And it is an evil thing. Because this is a letter as per ministry. This is a ministry letter. Paul is talking about his co-preachers. He said there are many. It's not like there are many. Of whom I have told you often. And now tell you even weeping. You see that there are enemies of the cross. What does that mean? The cross, you can see that, man of God. The cross is our ticket and our gateway to leave the world and enter into eternity. You see, it's the provision of God from deliverance from worldliness and takes us into godliness. In other words, there are many people, there are now enemies of that cross. Now, if you are an enemy of the cross, it means that what you do is that you make sure people remain on earth. So there are preachers, their work is to make you not to be spiritual. And there are many. Very serious thing, a very dangerous thing. There are many. It says many. They are enemies of the cross. I tell you. But it says, whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? You see? Whose God is their belly? That is human satisfaction. And whose glory is in their shame? And what describes them? They set their minds on earthly things. See, almost all of us here, see, I'm not going to lie to you, you set your mind on earthly things. The people I'm talking about, They are not in the world. I'm saying a lot of you here, you set your mind on earthly things. Now, we need holy fire. I tell you the truth, holy fire. You know, I was talking about that sorrow when I started. Now, it is when you have set your mind on earthly things that you are going to have a lot of reason to sorrow. You know that sorrow I was talking about? Now, if I set my mind on earthly things, what happened to me will bring me sorrow. Well, I was talking about the issue that happened. Because it's where I've set my mind. It's my life. It will bring me sorrow. So you see, that Gary that you are drinking is not why you are sorrowful. It's because of where you set. You see, Gary does not have tears in itself. It's because it is connected to where you set you. There are people who have set their mind on heavenly things who are also drinking Gary, but they have more joy than the person eating a full chicken, a full turkey. Because of where they have set their mind. Hey! And their hope is not for God to change their story. They are not believing God. Like, God, you will change my story. I know you will change. No. There is another story going on. They have linked up to another story. You see, when you latch onto that story, this particular story is not a story, you see. It's going to, you know, seek first the kingdom of God, right? And his righteousness. All other things shall be added. You see, when you set your mind on earthly things, when you see that scripture, you will still say, okay, that's the secret, Abby. For me to get all other things, I should seek kingdom. Oh, kingdom, I seek you. I seek it. So you are using the kingdom as a tool for what you are truly seeking. It's not telling you, that scripture is not telling you that the fruit of seeking kingdom is that all of that. No, it's not telling you. It's just telling you the consequence. It's not a promise. That's not the promise of seeking the kingdom. It's just this consequence of seeking the kingdom. What happens? So it's not saying the way to get other things is to seek the kingdom. I don't know if I'm making sense to your spirit. Listen, you have to pray. When I'm done preaching, you have to pray. Even whilst I'm preaching, you need to pray. There is nothing I can do to deliver you from this mess. Absolutely nothing. If the King of Glory doesn't bring his beauty into your life, and you know that, oh my Jesus, until you see it, there's nothing I can do. You will enjoy the message and you are back in the marketplace. I tell you, there's nothing I can do. There's absolutely nothing I can do. I'm just bringing to your awareness so that you can know how to cry and where to cry. Listen, what I'm preaching to you is the same spirit of David. It was at work in David. Those who have this always have an eternal inheritance. You see, anytime your life ends when you die, it's a proof that you were dead when you thought you were alive. When you notice that someone's life ends when they die, it's because they were dead when they thought they were alive. But you see, when you are truly alive, even when you die, there will be greater meaning. You see? Abraham is not about his billions. It's that he captured faith in the spirit. David captured Christ in the spirit. And that's why they are alive. They are alive. And God says, he told us, I'm not the God of the dead. I'm the God of the living. So when he says, I'm God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they are living till now. They don't die. I mean, I don't want to die. I have chosen life. above prosperity. I've chosen life above popularity and above fame. You see? Do you get this now?
Yes, sir. I've been called to arouse the generation. This generation is full fire. Full. Human being, but it's a full fire. And it's not the fire of noise. It's the fire of His glory. It's the exchange of use. When your usefulness, you have exchanged it. You are no more useful for the world. You are now useful for your Maker. Jules, let me explain what I'm saying. Come, Jules. See, what a thing is used for determines many times the value of that thing. What Satan is doing to us is that he's abusing us. A whole creation of God. He wants to use it for the world, for world things. For world, for natural life. But the day your spirit rejects and say, no, I will not be used for world. I will be used for my Maker. Then a particular fire comes upon you. Now, from day one, you were made compatible with that fire. What you were doing before is a misuse and an abuse. Your life is more than Mufeshuri. King Jebe. I want to near me more gun shuri return so ye. Because it got on Jebe. You are for divine use. Listen, there is something that is meant to come upon you. That if it comes upon somebody who is unsaved, the person will blow. Unsaved people can't carry what we are carrying. That's why He saves us first before He can use us. Or the Lord said, God can use anybody. The Lord said, God can use anybody. Whether you are born again, God, I use a donkey. You are a silly person. You must be new creation to carry that thing. Now, it's a shame. That you are a new creation and your soul is panting for useless things. Things that will go into flames. Immediately God appears. Hey, I don't want to disappear when God appears. When God appears, I want God in me to appear also. How can you say you are a doctor or you are a tech guru? How can that be who you are? You are what things without life can be. Robots can do all the things you are doing. Later, robots will do operation. How can that be who you are? Things without breath, without oxygen, can do what you say you are called to do. Let us make man after our image. Let him be after our likeness. Your use will be changed.
It will be changed. You are aware of your problem at this level because of where you set your mind. If you change where you set your mind, you will find out that is the body, is the life no more than food, and is the body no better more than raiment. I tell you, my friends. Sit down, my brother. Inu Oluwa ma bale okun en loruko Jesu Christ. Inu Oluwa. Ogo Oluwa. Ogo Oluwa. Omo ogo ni e. Ada fogo ni. Ogo. Won se niyan jaku jaku. Won se yan yepere. Iyan ogo ni e. Iyan ogo ni e. Oh, un sholowo o de se talika eyan ogo ni e. You cannot be defined by these things. Oh, un sholowo un se talika ologo ni e. Ati li ogo lati da o wa. Ogo ni.
Oya pelekina. Asafari pukwendia. Alabweki afanepao. One new gono. Loria. Loyera wo. Lo sini leo go. We behold his glory. We behold his image. We see that glory. And we are changed into the same image that we see from glory to glory. Ayakome asalati echecho meni kakwe rafanio upiaka asalitome asalikandua ajaika faradume. Thank you.
want you to sit down gently. I want you to sit down gently. Let the heart keep burning. But give me 12 minutes to talk about this story we'll be looking at in 12 minutes. Let's go back to... Okay, we see here the judges. I would use 12 minutes to speak now. And after that, I'll give you 10 minutes. Because I don't want us to leave here later than 9, you know, except something completely impossible happens. Just like yesterday, I don't want us to leave later than 9. So, the Lord, the angel called Gideon mighty because of where he set his mind. You see, when you set your mind on God, you will know who you are. You will find yourself. You see that? And that's the major thrust of tonight's fellowship. That by the fire and the glory of God, we will leave this place. It's possible. I tell you the truth. It's possible. You see, when the true message of Jesus is preached, we'll find out that with man it might be impossible, but with God it's possible. Now, when that brother came to Nehemiah, you see, Nehemiah did not show him what he has amassed. As I see, regardless of what is going on in Jerusalem, look at where I am now. I work directly with the king. I serve Ahasuerus. Is that the king then? I serve the king. I serve the king now. See what the Lord has done. And they say, I know you guys are going through, but look at. Let me tell you about the principles of being free in captivity. See, he didn't start that. You see, because sometimes after the Lord has saved you from sin and death, your testimony becomes cash and house. It's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing. Hey, when you notice that your testimony has become things that can be touched, you are in problem. You are leaving the faith. Are you with me? Our testimony must not change. Are you with me? Oh! That is why the older preachers are making the younger ones think they have failed. Because when the younger ones came to them, they saw the gap. They saw gap in things. They said, Kai, see this world this man has. I don't have it. So the younger one is hoping to have that. Not knowing that if it was truly about the presence of God, we will not sense a gap. We will sense fellowship. When our apostolic father wrote a letter to us in the book of 1 John, he told us that the reason I'm writing this letter to you is not so that you will have as many churches that I have. He said so that you can have the same level of fellowship that I have. So the letter was written so that there can be fellowship in the spirit. So the testimony remained the same. I tell you the truth. Jesus said in my father's house, there are many mansions. But the reason I'm going is so that you can be where I am. I tell you, the hallmark of it is all of us must stand where God is. Is that our heart is delivered from this plane. And then we can drink directly from life himself. I tell you.
No, no, give me John. I think we'll read John, then we'll go back to Nehemiah, and then we'll submit ourselves to the Lord. We'll trust the Lord. That which we have seen, heard, and declared to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. You see, the true apostolic spirit, invites us to divine fellowship.
Yes,
that, listen, the apostolic spirit that invites us to things is the enemy of the cross. I'll tell you the truth. The apostolic spirit, that the core of it is that it invites us to physical things, is what? Is the enemy of the cross. You see, that's why you think you give. You think you give because where you are living, money is important. So whenever you give, you thought you gave because that thing that you released is important to you. So you think you gave. But when you have tasted of the bread of life, you say, oh Lord, what a privilege. Are you with me?
Yes.
When was it James that was teaching and he was talking about how all our treasures, earthly treasures, can be a tool. Are you with me? To perhaps see the mercy of the Lord and find access to true riches. Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the true apostolic spirit will always bring us to what? Fellowship. Fellowship. It's not a main blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and power. No, that's not what I mean by fellowship. I mean it upgrades your soul and make you see the Father in his true state. Let me tell you something tonight. Some of you tonight, are going to engage I'm telling you, this night, not tomorrow night. I don't know what will happen tomorrow night. I know it will be good. But this night, I believe that there are a number of you, you would experience the purifying fire of Jesus.
Amen.
At a level you've never had it before.
Amen.
Tonight. You know what I'm telling you is the truth. Because your spirit is testifying of it. Not because of the profundity of it. So, this brother came to our mentor who we are looking at tonight and this week. And when he came to him, you know, in the next few days, maybe from next tomorrow, we'll look at this Nehemiah story. And we'll be having impartations of the spirit of might. Yeah, don't worry, I'll explain it to you. And Nehemiah said, when he told him what was happening, the Bible said that, and I asked them concerning, go back, I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jews. Why did he ask? Because that's his greatest concern. That is his purpose in life. You see, that's why some people find it difficult. They find us strange. I tell you the truth. And I understand them. They just find us. They find us strange. But I can understand. They are not necessarily wicked people. And the reason they find us strange is that by his mercy, we are not playing games. Are you with me? And we are not here to have fun, even though we are having a lot of it. But you see, that's not the purpose of our lives. And our head is as hard as the flint. And we are seeking for the kingdom. It's establishment of it. And then we have decided to ignore disadvantages. You know why? Because the spirit of faith is at work in us. And so we see disadvantages, but we have not considered it. And we keep moving forward and moving forward so that we can see the kingdom established in all the possible way it can be established through us. Because the little quota the Lord will have us do, we must be found doing it. You see, it is important that we are found doing it. You know why? Because our pleasure is to pleasure Him. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. That is why we are doing what we are doing. And that is why we are how we are. This is why we are how we are. I tell you the truth. I'm not telling you a lie. This is why we are like this. You know, you might not see. When you meet me after the service, you won't meet me like this. I will change. I will laugh. But when I'm ministering like this, I will take you in so that you can see inside. When I'm outside, when we are done, I will close up again and enjoy your fellowship and enjoy you. Verse 3. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down and its gates are burned with fire. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept. You see, Nehemiah wept. You see, if you don't have Nehemiah's heart, you will not know why he's weeping. Because according to your own heart, these are not the things that makes us weep. He wept. A man with no problem is weeping. But he had another fellowship. The Bible says he wept. Not just wept. He mourned. You see, weeping is very mourning. You see, when you mourn, it's because you have experienced it. You see, mourning is dangerous. To grieve is a serious thing. You see, when your friend's father dies, you will weep. Your friend will mourn. You see, because it's not your own father. It's your friend. So you see, we mourn things we own. I tell you, things that we own and things that own us and things that are in us. When it looks like we have lost those things, we mourn. I want you to understand that Nehemiah felt personally responsible for the state and the condition of Jerusalem, and he had identified himself and his life so that being a top ranking person where he was did not come close to what he had lost. And he mourned till when the king saw him, the king said, "This is not you." So it means all this while Nehemiah was okay because he thought Jerusalem was okay. When he found out Jerusalem was not okay, his salary could not make him okay. And he says, "I want to leave, king. Permit me to go. Because I won't be okay again." He mourned. Go back to our scripture. He mourned. And I sat down and wept. I mourned for many days. I was fasting. Give me the old KJV, please. Verse 4. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed. You see, this is where our prayer life comes from. Our prayer life stems from that which concerns Jerusalem. This is prayer. This is prayer. This is prayer. This is where prayer stems from. This is where prayer stems from. You see, you are not prayerful when you are troubling God, you know, for your wife and for your husband. You are not prayerful. You are not prayerful. You are desperate. What are you? You are desperate. You are desperate for God to change your story. But this one is not desperate for, because the story is changed already.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Oh Lord, let me find my life in you, that I may find my life in you. Oh Lord, that I may find it. You see, that utterance is what we are pressing. We are pushing that utterance. That is the utterance tonight. That's what we are taking to the presence of the Lord. That's the utterance. You have 8 minutes for this. That's the utterance tonight. I keep running after your heart. Where you are is where I want. And I keep running after your heart. Who you are, and me also.
Jesus, I keep chasing out. I've been chasing after your soul, who you are, who you are. I may be your soul. I'll keep chasing, chasing after. Keep running, 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 running at you, just you, just you. I'll keep chasing, 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 chasing. I'll keep chasing after you. You are my focus. You are my very desire. I'll keep running, 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 running, running at you. Say, I keep running, I'll keep running, running into your arms. Where you are is where I want. I keep chasing, Lord. I'll keep chasing, chasing after your heart. Who you are. So who you are. I may be your soul. I may be your soul.
Let your heart talk to him. Let your heart press your heart to his own heart. Press your heart to his heart. Press your heart to his heart. Get it close to his heart. Get it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Before we go, there are five of you, whilst I believe the Lord will have me to release a word for you. There are five of you who is going to have a glory experience at this very moment now. Have an experience with the glory of God. Now. Yes, Lord! I say yes to your will. I say yes to your life. Not my own anymore. Cut me away from self. Tonight! For those of you who you are praying, keep praying. Those of you who are having a moment with the Lord, have a moment with the Lord. The rest of you who you feel, your heart feels like you are done, you can take your bags and gently go home. In the next 25 minutes, I don't want any normal conversation, normal talk in the room. Every other talk goes out. And let's allow everyone who wants to pray and tarry, let them tarry. And when you are done, let the ushers still work till the next 20 minutes. When you are done, just gently leave the building. And we'll meet tomorrow at the same time. The Lord bless you.